I knew that no Indian knew of the name, as it was a little family secret. So I sprang up and caught my brother about the ankles. I hardly think that an Indian could have given a louder yell than he gave then, and he jumped so that he fell off the log down by my side. But nobody was hurt, and after kissing me till he had kissed away all my tears, he hoisted me onto his shoulder, called my other brothers, who were hunting in different directions, and we all set out for home. I had been gone nearly 3 hours, and had wandered a number of miles. My brother Joseph's coming and asking for me had first set them to inquiring and searching me out. When I went into the room where my brother Rufus sat, he said, "Why, my poor little sister, I did not mean to send you off on such a wild goose chase to the end of the rainbow. I thought you would know I was only quizzing you." Then my eldest brother took me on his knee and told me what the rainbow really is, that it is only painted air and does not rest on the earth, so nobody could ever find the end, and that God has set it in the cloud to remind him and us of his promise never again to drown the world with a flood.
Oh, I think God's promise would be a beautiful name for the rainbow, I said.
Yes, replied my mother, but it tells us something more than that he will not send great floods upon the earth. It tells us of his beautiful love, always bending over us from the skies. And I trust that when my little girl sets forth on a pilgrimage to find God's love, she will be led by the rainbow of his promise through all the dark places of this world to treasures laid up in heaven, better, far better than silver or gold.